AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's Armed Forces Day across Britain, and security is being stepped up after a report that a bomb attack by the Islamic State group was foiled at a military parade in London. This follows attacks in Tunisia, France, and Kuwait yesterday. At least 15 Britons were killed in a gun attack at a Tunisian beach resort. Lindsay Nelson was one of the British tourists there.
In our hotel, there was reps from different other companies, and there was nobody there to help us or support us. If we just wanted some guidance or some reassurance from a rep who we can go and speak to.
She is one of the tourists getting out of Tunisia. 38 people in all were killed in that attack. The man who prosecuted Richard Matt's murder case 7 years ago in upstate New York says the inmate swore back then that if he escaped, he wouldn't be captured alive. Matt was shot to death by officers yesterday, 3 weeks after escaping. The search continues in upstate New York for another escapee, David Sweat. The Confederate flag was temporarily removed from in front of the State House in Columbia, South Carolina. Bree Newsom was about halfway up the more than 30-foot steel flagpole just after dawn when officers told her to get down. Instead, she continued climbing to the top and removed the flag. Tamika Lewis says her group is running out of patience with lawmakers in South Carolina.
As a group of multiracial human beings, we believe in the fundamental idea of humanity. So this was done because we were tired of waiting for the judicial system to make the decision that have been prolonging for a very long time.
Bree Newsom and another person were arrested in Columbia, South Carolina. The finance ministers of the Eurozone rejected a Greek request to extend the deadline of its bailout program. The Eurozone's top official said the bailout program will expire Tuesday. Greece had requested an extension so it could hold a referendum on July 5th on the reform program demanded by creditors. This is AP Radio News. There are some new members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, including Benedict Cumberbatch and Kevin Hart.
What I need to know is who's the boss in here? Because a new boss just walked in.
New members also include Elizabeth Banks, Emma Stone, and the actor who played Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, David Oyelowo.
We will not wait any longer. Give us the vote.
The Academy has long been criticized for its mostly white male membership. The USA victory over China at the Women's World Cup in Canada had special meeting for forward Abby Wambach. Earlier, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled same-sex couples across the nation have the right to marry. U.S. Soccer posted on Twitter, "More than ever today, we are hashtag one nation, one team, hashtag love wins." Abby Wambach has been married to her partner, Sarah Huffman, since 2013. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.